this is such a huge contributor to success. And I see so often entrepreneurs not doing this. And I also know that the reason behind why they're not doing it is really based in such a deep-rooted part of them that consists of fear and doubt and resistance and all these things. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 627. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Thursday. Oh, it's been a week for me this week. I'm feeling very full in my life right now. I just have a lot happening. Like it feels like I'm an air traffic controller of my business and my personal life and just like all the things that are happening. And I'm going to be honest with you, there is a part of me that really enjoys that feeling of like at the end of one single day right now, it's like, holy shit, I got so much done and like made such an impact on so many things and made so many decisions and moved forward so many things. But I also am like, okay, I took that time off in February and realized how much having space and not overpacking myself was so important. And so I'm like in this dance of, okay, we're not going to go back to the old ways, but also you've got this temporary kind of season of grinding a little bit because I'm putting on this May 4th event that I'm so pumped about, but there's just a lot that goes into an event for 100 people. So I'm super excited and just like a lot of things. Like we started my kids homeschooling. I've got, you know, stuff that's come up in our house. Of course, like it's so true. When it rains, it pours. Like when you've got so much going on, more things just happen in those seasons. Like hot water heater went out, got to replace that, got to talk to companies to get quotes. We decided to hatch baby chickens. So I have eggs incubating in my living room right now, all the things. But I feel really great about it and I still feel in a very place of ease and alignment. Like I'm putting on this event for 100 plus people and it's not like a simple event either. It's not just, you know, come to a venue, eat, that's it. We also have the first part of the experience, which is Amazing Race kind of style experience in downtown Austin. It's going to be so fun, but that takes a lot of coordination. So working through that, I do have support and I'm really excited. So this episode is going to be one of those where I just riff a little bit because I'm really inspired to talk about this for several reasons. One of them being this is a consistent theme that I see in entrepreneurs. It is an intentional choice and I would say characteristic that I have that I contribute 100% of my success really being because of this. Like if I was to say the one thing that I'm so grateful that I naturally do, it's this. And then I was at an event last week, the same one I talked about in Tuesday's podcast, and she shared a story of what this billionaire friend of hers said to her. And it was my favorite part, like my favorite thing that she said that I remembered the most because I was like, yes, that's so good. So I'm going to share that and kind of riff on it a little bit today and hopefully leave you after listening to this episode, which might be on the shorter side, leave you feeling inspired and ready to take some action. So what this entrepreneur said was she has this billionaire friend. I forget his name. It's one of those billionaires who not everybody knows and they're just, you know, incredibly successful, but also not a public figure. And she said she asked him what his number one reason for why he thinks he's so successful and other people aren't. And he said, you know, I'll tell you what it is. And I'm 100% that I know this is what it is. And it's that I take action faster than anybody else. He said the time between when I come up with an idea or I know I need to do something or be somewhere or even if it's like I need to, you know, shut something down in an offer or whatever, I need to make a decision, I need to do something, I need to execute something. The time between that and taking action and me actually doing it is so short that I'm constantly ahead of everybody else. And he said, the time from when I decide to do something and do it, people are, by the time I do it, people are still thinking about doing it. They're still analyzing it. They're still going over the pros and the cons. And I know this is such a huge contributor to success. And I see so often entrepreneurs not doing this. And I also know that the reason behind why they're not doing it is really based in such a deep-rooted part of them that consists of fear and doubt and resistance and all these things. And so I was actually talking to my husband the other day because I was talking about this event and this event that I'm putting on that really is – it's an idea that – it's one of those ideas that's like beyond me. Like I truly feel like that, and I haven't had a ton of experiences like that in my business, but this one really feels like I'm just almost like executing and moving and doing this, but this idea is bigger than me. But the speed at which I moved forward and took the action and executed it, I have this deep knowing and trust that whatever happens, like it doesn't matter to me really how many people show up, who shows up, what exactly plays out, if we get a direct business from it or not, because I know that taking the action on this idea that came in and felt like entire body yes will reap a benefit that I don't even need to know exactly what it is. I just followed the intuition, really. I just followed the idea and I took the action faster than I'll argue most people could ever take. And I'm not saying that to be like, I'm so awesome. I'm saying that because I want you guys to kind of take inventory and an analysis of how long does it take you to make a decision? How often do you sit on something for days, for weeks, for months, for maybe even years before you take the action? And this is something that I feel I'm naturally gifted with. For whatever reason, not for whatever reason, I actually can tell you. When I was a kid, one of the things that I'm very grateful that my mom especially, but both my parents instilled in me was not being afraid to fail. And also the confidence that I could make anything happen that I wanted to. What that did for me as a kid was it made it so I tried a bunch of things. I put myself out there and I wasn't really afraid of failing. I was never reprimanded for failing, never. And so now deep inside of me, which I'm so very grateful for, is there is no fear of failure. I'm not afraid of failing. Like I am not afraid of failing because I know, first of all, I don't believe in actually failing. I don't believe that like something can go so wrong that you're like screwed forever. I believe like you can always find a way. You can always make something happen. And that's how I operate. It's like someone tells me no and I'm like, I will find a way to still get to that end result. Or someone tells me it's not possible and I'm like, I know that I can do this. I know that I can find a way. And there has been many moments in my business where I maybe made a decision. I invested in something. I made a hiring decision. I, you know, shut down an offer when we shut down a long time ago, our MLAP offer. I made a decision and I made it quickly. And even though like it may not make total sense to everybody around me in that moment, it's those decisions where you know. And I can't even logically explain this to you because it's a knowing. It's not a doing. It's a knowing. When you have a decision or you have a project or an idea or a pivot or something that you know deep within you is the right thing and you take action on that, you will always be rewarded. And here's the thing. You might not even understand what the reward is. Like let's say you take an action. You go launch something, you execute something, and you have a goal of like, I want to do this much money or I want to get this many leads, and you don't hit that number. Is it a failure? No. Because what if launching that thing led to another thing, which led to another thing, which led to $1 million, right? Like you can't tie those things together yourself. But then you start to look back and you're like, oh, well, if I didn't do that, then this wouldn't have happened, and then this wouldn't have happened. So I had to do that thing that I maybe thought was a failure, but it was part of something bigger. I have always felt in my life, because this comes so natural to me, and I am acknowledging I know that other people struggle with this and that I'm very grateful that I'm able to do this. And I know that also the deep-rooted piece where people can't take action is really because of some sort of trauma. And that's also why, as a business owner and as a CEO, when you work on yourself and you undo those things and you grow in that way, your business grows. Because now you're not sabotaging your business. You're not getting in the way of its growth. And that's why, hands down, working on yourself as a CEO is one of the biggest, if not biggest, contributors to success. So I have always felt frustrated in my life of why people couldn't just take action faster. Like, I can remember as a kid having older than me, either adults or like my older cousins, say things like complaining or something is wrong or like they don't like something. And I remember always being like, well, then just do something different. Like, just change it. Just take the action. Like, why are you not taking the action? And I would get so frustrated. And I still sometimes feel like that with friends, because in my mind, it's like, it's so easy. Just do this thing. Like, do it tomorrow. Do it right now. Like, why are you contemplating it for weeks? And so often do I see entrepreneurs where I talk to them in DMs or whatever. I see them at an event, whatever. And then 4, 5, 6, or even 12 months later, I talk to them again and they're in the same freaking place. And they're talking about the same things. They have the same problems. They're in the same cycles and they haven't taken any action. And it drives me so crazy because I'm like, you don't understand your potential that is being limited by this one thing that you just don't take action and that you're so afraid to fail. So my invitation for you today is to just do some reflection and maybe think about either the decisions that you haven't made recently because you're going over them over and over and over again in your head and they're taking up that much real estate and mental energy. And, you know, decision-making fatigue is real, especially when you sit on a decision for months or even weeks and you don't make it. What are those things? And then what are the things that you know you need to do, but you haven't done them because you've let fear of failure get in the way? And I see this like play out in so many different ways. It could be investing in your business. It could also be, and is very often, investing in yourself. It's like, you know those moments, and I've had them, where you come across an event or a retreat or an opportunity to work with somebody who's a mentor, and you know, like, you know deep down that if you do this thing and you go to this thing or you work with this person, that it is going to make a huge difference in your life and your business. And you know this, you feel it. And then you still don't figure out a way to make it happen. I mean, you're being handed an opportunity. You're being handed something that you know is going to make a difference. And then you still don't take the action because of fear, because of scarcity. So I loved hearing this billionaire and what they said was the one contributor to their success. And you see it all over. When I read Elon Musk's biography, hands down, the speed at which he takes action is insane. As soon as they know there's a problem with their rocket or like something they need to change or something they need to do different for their Tesla cars or an idea he has, like, it is implemented that day, tomorrow, with tight deadlines. And that's going to equal sometimes there's mistakes and sometimes there's things we have to go back and fix. But I would rather that than take 5 months to take action and make a decision. And if you watch me, you see how much I do, how much I try. And to be honest with you, like, maybe this event is going to cost me a bunch of money and I'm not going to directly make that money back from the event. Like, I probably actually won't, because the event is costing me a lot of money and I'm not selling at the event. But I trust in following this decision and this idea and knowing instantly upon it coming to fruition that it was something I needed to do. I trust that the repercussions, whether directly or indirectly, are going to be worth it. and then I'm going to learn so much, and so much more is going to come from it just from the experience. But this would not be possible if I didn't choose to take action. And so if you can shorten the window from the time that you decide something or you know something or you have an invitation or an opportunity in front of you, and the time from you that to taking action, and you can make that shorter than everybody else's, you will always be ahead. This is also why when people ask me, like, you know, oh, have you had people copy your content? Or, I mean, I've had people steal stuff. I've had employees steal things, like all the things, you name it, it's probably happened to me. And people ask, like, doesn't that bother you? And I'm always like, no, because you can chase me, but you can't catch me. Like, you can try to copy what I'm doing today. You can try to steal something of mine that's an asset of my company's. But I'm going to be like completely evolved and doing something different and better in 3 to 6 months because I'm constantly taking action and moving forward. I'm constantly working on myself. I'm constantly trying things. I'm constantly executing and doing it in a way where it's like as soon as the decision is made. As soon as I say, yes, I know that I need to do this, then it's not yes or no, will I do it? It's how am I going to make it happen? Even in the form of big investments that were huge investments for me and I couldn't afford them in the moment. Like, I know people are going to be like, well, what if you can't afford the thing? Well, there's a lot of ways to figure out how to afford something. And that's probably not a popular thing for me to say, but you can get creative. And I've seen a lot of people get creative with life-changing investments that they knew they needed to make and then go and do it. And so when you make a decision, when you know something is the right decision, the right opportunity, the right thing in front of you, once you make that decision and you know it, it's not, should I do this still? It's how do I make this happen as a non-negotiable? That's how I look at business in general. That's where my saying, marketing always works, it's just a matter of when, comes from. Because if you are committed to success as a non-negotiable, and you follow that up with action, because if you're committed to it, you're going to take the action because you believe in it. When you don't take the action, you're basically saying, well, I don't really believe that I can be successful. I'm not really bought into this fully, right? Like, people who don't invest in their business, don't make decisions, don't spend money on their marketing, don't hire coaches, don't work on themselves, don't actually execute, do they actually believe in their business and their mission? Do they believe that they will be successful? No, because if they did, they would do all the things that are scary because they knew they would make success. They would create success no matter what. Success should be a non-negotiable. The path at which how you get there is not always black and white because, like I said, you might do one thing and then you don't realize that that leads to this next thing. But if you didn't do that other thing, you wouldn't be there. So having the end result and where you're going clear is where you need to be, and then take the action. Every day, take the action. Like, the most frustrated I get is with people who are so incredibly talented, who are so incredibly smart, who have so much potential to change the world and to make an impact, but operate from a place of fear and scarcity and stop themselves from making any progress. So that's my reminder for you today. I know it's a bit of I feel like I'm being a little harsh with it because I do want to be sensitive to, like, there's a reason why people are like that. Like, it usually came from something in your childhood that told you you must be afraid of failure to survive. And so undoing that will be the biggest work probably of your life and the biggest contributor to your success. Because the faster you take action, the faster you don't let the voices of doubt and fear and honestly your ego saying, this is going to suck and we're not going to be able to do this and we're going to lose money and we're going to fail, and not let those, like, do you let those voices drive your life? Or do you say, thank you, ego, for looking out for me and my survival, and also I'm not going to let you dictate my life. Because I'm making this intentional decision. I'm believing in myself. I'm believing in my business, my future, my growth. And I know that this decision is the right one, even if I can't tell the exact result from it yet. And then you just take the action. The first step's the hardest, you know, launching my event, the May 4th event, it's like once we launched it and we got people RSVPing, it's not a matter of am I doing this? Like, I'm doing it because it's happening, right? I took the first step. We launched it and we're going to make it happen. And it's going to be absolutely incredible. And I just trust. I really do, because I follow that voice and then I take the action. All right, everybody. I hope you found this helpful. And if you do want to come to the event in Austin, which, oh, it's going to be so good. I just feel like in-person connection is so needed right now. And I'm so excited to put on an experience that within that day, and then there's a VIP day for our clients, has the potential to change your life in the connections you'll make, the experience alone that you'll have. And yeah, I'm just so excited. So if you go to notforlazymarketers.com/experience, you can RSVP. If you can't make it in person, there is a virtual one happening on May 7th. And there will be prizes and kind of, you know, virtual version of what we're doing in person. In person is going to be 100 times better. So if you can get to Austin, and if you're like, ah, plane tickets and babysitters, you know, take the action if it feels like something you should do. All right, everybody, talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.